drooling, avoiding the car, panting, wide eyes, shaking. All of these are signs that car rides are the pure horror for dogs. And this is not the case for every dog, but it is quite common. And that's why today I want to introduce you to Kalumi, my own little girl, and her journey with her car issues. So stay tuned and have fun with this episode of A Dog Soul, an Empath's Guide to Your Dog's Feelings. Alright, so Kalumi moved in when she was about 6 months old. We don't know for sure, and her adoption was a really weird scenario. It seemed like the organization was not really interested in how things went with her, and they never asked again, and very, very weird. But the first thing we noticed was, besides her severe issues with a harness and a collar and basically everything that was put on her, so we got her naked, and her foster mom said she would probably never walk on a leash because that was impossible for her. But besides that, what we noticed was we actually picked her up on the same day she got her vaccinations. Not our idea. It was the foster mom's idea. And she picked her up from the floor of her car's back seat. And she was shaking. But the foster mom said that she was fine in the car. She didn't puke. She had no stress signs. She was okay. So we put her in my car and drove her home. Now, we did notice that she was drooling, she was shaking, she was panting, and that could, of course, be stress from her vet visit directly before picking her up. It could have been anything. And before we got home, she puked. And I was driving, so I couldn't really look at her that much, right? She was on the back seat, and I had a friend with me who took pictures of her and who kind of gave status updates for me. So she said she was shaking. She said she was looking scared. But I mean, it's relatively normal, right? The dog doesn't know what's happening to her. She had met us before, but only once. And, well, it's a new car, it's a new situation, all these things. So, being a little anxious, being a little afraid is not that uncommon, and it can just be a first impression. She moved in, and she was very quick in adapting to her new lifestyle. She was very trusting. She got along with my Sammy really well. She was a little pushy, but it was fine. We had her in a harness within 3 days and without triggering her panicked freeze. She was not entirely relaxed, but alright, after 3 days. I mean, come on. Before, she was like, whenever she had put something on her, she froze completely. So she wouldn't move, no matter if it was a collar or a harness. It didn't matter. She froze, and there was no unfreezing her with anything except taking off the thing. Now, with us, she was fine walking with a harness within 3 days. And she got used to the leash very quickly. She was very open to learning. She was very eager to explore the world and all those things. So that went great. Now, at that time, we were at a colleague of mine, her classes with Sammy. So we were in the middle of a course And we went there weekly, so adopting Kalumi so fast was kind of a surprise. And my colleague was fine with us bringing her with us to the course, so she wouldn't have to stay home alone in the first 2 weeks, I think it was. I think 2 more weeks of the course. So we took her with us, but we had to drive for an hour. And every single time she showed the same signs. She showed shaking and drooling a lot. It was like a swimming pool in there. And she tried to climb all over the seats and get under the front seats and stuff like that. So she was really kind of agitated, and it was obvious she was not fine in a car. Now, we tried that with 2 different cars and different models or types. I don't know what you say for a car, but 2 very different cars. I was the same thing. I was the same thing no matter where she rode in the car, no matter if she could see outside or not, and no matter which car. So this is a clear sign that there is something wrong, right? And she puked every single time. Of course, after the first or the second car ride after the first one on adoption day, we stopped feeding her so that she could just not vomit that much. And before we took her to the classes the second time, we went to the vet and got her medication because it could be 2 versions of a cycle that's happening here. For Kalumi, the emotional side was that she was really, really scared in a car. She was scared when she realized that we were preparing to get her in the car. She was really scared the whole time she was in the car. It was better when we were close to her, but the fear wasn't gone. Now, this often happens to dogs who had a very long transportation experience from where they were born to their first adoptive family. And it was the same thing for her. So it was hours of driving around and getting her to a new destination. Now, this can be a very traumatic experience because the dog gets ripped out of the life he or she has known and just put in a vehicle and has no idea what's happening. And that can be really traumatic. The whole life changes in one situation. And the other possibility is that there was no fear in the beginning, and the fear developed from nausea. So that is very common as well. When dogs get nauseous in the car, so real car sickness all the time, they connect that bad feeling with the car. So they can develop a severe anxiety around cars because they remember how awful they felt while riding in one. And it's really hard to find out what was there first, right? Chicken or egg? So what we do know is that the dog is scared. So there is a real fear of the car, and there is definitely a nausea issue. And since this got a lot better with medication, specifically medication for car sickness, there is a pretty good chance that she actually has car sickness. And unfortunately for her, she did not grow out of it. It's very common for puppies to have car sickness. It's a vertigo thing, and the inner ear has to develop, and when it's fully developed, the car sickness goes away. But unfortunately, there are dogs who suffer from car sickness their whole life, and they need medication. That is really important before training can take place because whenever they get sick again, the fear comes back. It's like, I knew I will feel awful. Now I feel awful. So I knew that there is a reason to avoid this thing, right? So this was what we did first. Now, of course, it doesn't take the fear away immediately, right? You have to work on that. So what we did was we introduced a lot of very fun sniffing games around the car and in the car as soon as she didn't have to ride in the car all the time, right? Because if you start training and you still overwhelm the dog every single time, the training kind of gets obsolete. You're destroying your progress. So whenever your dog is fearful of whatever thing and you want to start training, be sure that you do not overwhelm your dog. So you do not trigger the intense fear or panic. So for Kalumi, when we had to take her for the last lesson in the group class and to the vet, I think we even skipped the group class. I'm not sure, but I think we skipped the group class because of that, and we had to take her to the vet to get a new passport and things like that. So that was the last time she had to ride in the car, and that would have overwhelmed her anyway. So we introduced her to sniffing games on their own, so no car involved, so that she could get a feeling of how fun it is to do sniffing games. And after that last necessary car ride, we included the car in the sniffing games. First, she didn't have to go anywhere near the car, she just had to be in the yard, and the car was parked there. And she could take as much distance as she needed, and she didn't have to go anywhere close to it. And she became more comfortable with being around the car and being in the yard with the car and also walking past the car when we took her for a walk and all those things. So that went really quickly. And then we started to intentionally get closer to the car and play a little game of come a little closer, move a little away. And this is something that helps a lot with fear. So whenever they overcome their own fears a little bit, so they step closer to the thing all by themselves, they get rewarded with an awesome treat and with moving away. And that was exactly what we did with Kalumi. So she got closer to the car, we marked, and we moved away and rewarded her while moving away. That has a double reinforcing quality because getting distance to a scary thing is reinforcing in itself, and the food reward is a second reinforcer. So she got two for one, right? And that's when fearful dogs learn very quickly that the scary thing is now providing awesome things for them. And with the sniffing games, we could get closer and closer and closer to the car as well. So she could do something around the car without really having to deal with the car itself. But it was there, right? It's a bit of desensitization. And when she was really relaxed with all of these things, we started to move the sniffing games into the car. Not every time, so she had easier hides outside and trickier hides inside. And sometimes she couldn't do them, which was fine. She could decide not to. And that is another very important aspect whenever we deal with fear, the sense of control. Whenever a living being feels like they are in control of the situation itself becomes less scary. It's the same thing for us, and it's the same thing for our dogs. So that's why, for example, cooperative care with a dog can choose to participate in grooming or not, or medical treatments or whatever, is so powerful. And it's the same thing with the car. So she did not want to get in the car. All right, she didn't have to. She would get the same reward for not going in the car that she would have gotten would she have gone in? But she's a curious dog, and she liked the sniffing things. So the more we did it, the more she wanted to explore, and the more she mustered up her courage and got herself into the car. Now, she was, of course, allowed to get out of the car as soon as she wanted. So we did not close any doors, and it was scary for her in the beginning, but she realized that nobody was trapping her anywhere and she could leave at any time whenever she wanted, and good things were happening. That's when she started to trust the car again. And of course, she did not experience the nausea again because the car was not moving. And at the point where she was fine in the car again and she could ride in the car again, she had her medication. So again, she did not experience the nausea again. Now, this took some time, of course, and there are days when her fear comes back, but this was not her only issue. She was also extremely reactive to everything, like people, cars, pretty much every appliance, every other animal, dogs. So she was kind of reactive to everything and showed some serious aggression against guests. But the car thing was the most severe in the beginning, and it also made showing her new places impossible, right? Which is super important for young dogs. And that's why we started with the car thing. So whenever you see your dog struggling with any signs like drooling, panting, maybe barking, running around in a car, things like that, take a close look at what's going on. And if you're not sure about whether or not your dog gets car sick, consider medication. Talk to your vet. Because if you take the medication for your dog and you wouldn't need it, you can still train, right? But if you train and the real issue is car sickness, you won't get anywhere. Or you might get awesome results, but as soon as you ride in the car again and your dog gets sick again, you destroy those results immediately. Tell me in the comments if your dog ever got scared of the car, or if your dog has car sickness. I would love to know. And if that's the case, know that there are options. Not everything's lost. And with that, have fun training. Until next time. Bye.